This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald.
I'm Ramya Amadhin, and this is Kelly and Ramya.
On the sports buffet table, lots of things to talk about today. Brock, let's begin with your leadoff.
Yes, so I have two leadoff items for you today. The first one is one that I saw late last night. And if you remember the Antonio Brown scenario that happened 3 weeks ago on the very last day of the season where he left the sideline, made a big production and told the Bucks that he was unhappy. The Bucks told him, yeah, that's great. You're no longer playing with our organization. Then the Bucks ended up losing their game last night. Mr. Antonio Brown sends out a tweet of the picture with him that was taken on the field 3 weeks ago with no shirt on, his arms up in the air. Instead, what he inserted was a photoshopped picture of "you've been eliminated." And my thing is this. Okay, Mr. Antonio Brown, do I believe for a second that you're going to be ever back in the NFL? The short answer to that is no. But if you ever thought you were going to be in the NFL, that's not something you want to publicize, of a Photoshop picture saying, ha, you've been eliminated. It's just, it's not necessary, and it doesn't look good for Antonio Brown. I don't get it. Like, you've already made enough of a spectacle. Why do we have to add more to this? Kelly, you chuckled. You must have.
Well, I chuckled because I think you're leaving that day, dropping a tune. I wonder if he's been, I don't know the numbers of late. I wonder if he's been eliminated from the top 100, you know, in the music biz. I don't know where that stands. I actually don't honestly think this guy wants to play football. I think sometimes for people, it's hard to believe when you seem to have the world at your feet, in the sense of, whoa, what worries would you have? You play football, your people, you don't know of you, you make good money, you have the opportunity to make money. Some people are just different cats, man, and this guy is definitely that. I'm not sure about what things bother him other than the ability here to gloat over what happened to the Buccaneers. And what happened to the Buccaneers and what happens to other teams. It's part of that. That's how come some teams don't even make it. So I chuckle because I'm not sure the guy ever cares that he's going to be back in the NFL. It's one of those things that you start wondering, because people want to see someone get their just desserts. They know, well, you think like this, you know, that's kind of an attitude to have. You're going to get a payback somehow, and if you're that unappreciative. Well, I guess one would argue that his view, I do things differently, I quit, and I'm allowed to do that.
Yeah, and I think, too, the other thing I just want to say is that, you know, there are those stories out there that the Bucks had a part to play in this, and that, you know, Bruce Arians tried to make him play on the field. All that may be true. It's not been proven yet. It's only speculative. But I just, you know, for an organization that's paid you millions and millions of dollars over, you know, your playing career with different organizations, I don't get it. But I mean, I guess, as you point out, you know, there are different cats in the world, and if mm-hmm. he just truly doesn't believe he's going to be in the NFL again, then whatever, have at it, I guess.
Yeah, well, and I guess that stuff to him is chump change. Maybe he has other thoughts, other ambitions where he's going to be. All I ask is, please put your shirt back on.
Yes, exactly, totally. second leadoff item for you guys is a Novak Djokovic update. He tried to go to France, which is a place that he has a home in. However, the Prime Minister of France said that he has to follow the laws in France in regards to vaccination status. And so he was not able to live there for any extended period of time, because for something to do with their laws over there, they need to be, you know, vaccinated, or at least on the way to being vaccinated. And so that was a bit of a storyline. And the other piece to this is the French Open begins on May 27th, 2022. Why I bring this up is because if he's having trouble living in France, this would mean then that he may have trouble playing in the French Open. Having said that, there is a loophole as of right now, as we sit here on January 24th, there is a loophole in the French Open, rules to their event, in that if you can prove that you had COVID-19 within 6 months of the event and you are unvaccinated because of that, you are good to play. Now, whether the changes between now and then, we'll see, but that is an ongoing story, and Novak Djokovic seems to still be in the news for good, bad, or indifferent.
I don't think that'll change. Now, when I say that, I have to preface this with simply, according to the science, I don't think that'll change. The current science, let's even tighten it up further, because we know of people who have had COVID, they're also told, hey, you can't, get vaccine right away. You got to wait a period of time. And that's where I think some of the stumbling area when it came to Australia may be later down the road seen, and they will too. I obviously, in time, things will change and corrections will be made. But people have to understand, it's just what we don't know right now. And France is doing things a bit different than other European countries, and they're opening and they're planning. Plus, every tourney wants Djokovic there.
And, the other thing to this, Rami, and I think to your sort of verbal response when I was saying this, is that maybe this is not a case of, France has these rules. Maybe this could be a case of where the prime minister is saying, no, you're not vaccinated and this is proven. You're not living there. This could be a Know Your Rights segment for Danielle. It'd be interesting to know if this is actually factual as to whether or not
right.
there's these rules, or whether it's the guy saying, yeah, we know your situation, don't really want you here, and I'm the guy in charge, and that's that. Yeah. So
exactly, taking it away from him. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think
media pushes because we're looking for stories to talk about when it comes to it. But I do
that's
think...
That's what I was going to say.
Well, and the reality is, we have the same rules. Like, if you have had COVID, there's a recommended time before you can get a shot, and there was, and it does vary. And
it's interesting that we use those as loopholes, right? Because, there is a percentage of the population which is not vaccinated yet or fully vaccinated yet. And these kind of things can be seen as, detriment, like these rules that if you've had COVID, you can't get the shot yet for a certain amount of time, or as loopholes, as in this case, because he doesn't want to get vaccinated. That's the opinion he's put out very publicly, and having all the repercussions for it. But what's interesting, Kels, is what you said about, the story, and he's still in the media, is, this is just a story we're following. Like, it's his life, mm-hmm. but we're following it as a story. And there could be tons of people going through similar situations, not being able to get vaccinated, not being able to work or make money, or having to find loopholes. You wouldn't hear about any of that.
No, and the players themselves said that. They said because of who it is, and every tournament will want. So that tournament will make sure to the best of their ability that they appeal and whatever, if this even becomes something. But I fully believe within a very short time, out of all this stuff that's going to come of it, there's going to be more clarity of, if you have a shot, this is how long you have to wait. Or excuse me, if you've had COVID, this is how long you have to wait for a shot.
It's the very question that I am going to be asking my doctor tomorrow, because I am under the impression that I just got COVID about a little under a month ago. Now, I wasn't proven to have it, but people around me had it, so we can only assume that. So now the question is, yes, I would like to get my booster, but what is the most effective point to get it? And that's the reason I called my doctor or am going to be having this conversation to say, okay, when can I get the best out of this booster versus if I go run to the pharmacy and get it? And if I have antibodies for 6 months and say the booster only holds for 3 to 4, well, what's the point until my antibodies runs out? But I'll leave that to my medical professional to decide. And I think that's kind of where Novak is sitting as well.
Exactly. Well, let's pause on this for a sec. Talk about the NFL divisional round of the playoffs. It took place this weekend. Do you have some highlights for us?
Yes. So let's do two of them. Let's talk about the LA Rams versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, this game was unbelievable. There was a point at which LA was up 20-3, and the game ended up 30-27. Tom Brady did Tom Brady things and made that a close game, but he has been eliminated. The other one that was close was Green Bay, who was defeated by San Francisco 13-10. Very close games, and all of which were decided either in overtime or on the last play of the game.
Mm. I mean, Green Bay had a tough time with the specialty team lack of performance. Well, there was just those moments. Both teams kind of did. Which game for you was the best game of the weekend and why?
100% absolutely was the Kansas City Buffalo Bills. There was three lead changes in the last 5 minutes of the game. Buffalo came down to the overtime and Kansas City had the ball. If they'd gone and scored a touchdown, which they did, the game is over. Both teams played a really good game. There is no, in my mind, real loser in this game. This is going to be a rivalry for a long time to come. It was literally just the circumstance of the overtime rules in and of themselves. But this is going to be a rivalry for a very, very long time.
Okay. There could have been a better approach in the later part of the Buffalo Bills, Kansas City Chiefs, or versus Kansas City Chiefs. Can you talk about this, Brocky?
Yeah, so Buffalo was up by three with 13 seconds to go. Buffalo then had to kick the ball away to Kansas City. Now, when you kick it into the air and it's flying through the air and waiting to be caught by the opponent, there is no time being ticked off the clock. Had they decided to kick more of a line drive and it hit off the turf and bounced around for a little while, there therefore would have been 3, 4, possibly 5 seconds taken off the clock. So for me, what I would have done is instead of allowing them to run the ball back as far as they did, because it was somewhere around the 38-yard line where they started from, I would have let the ball hit the turf, let some time tick off the clock, and then maybe they wouldn't have had as many plays in order to go and tie it up with the field goal.
Okay, give us we got about a minute. Preview of this weekend's games.
Really, really good games coming up this weekend. Loving the San Francisco LA Rams. Let's see, does Jimmy Garoppolo continue to do what he's doing? We'll see what happens in this. I'm looking forward to this game especially. Kansas City should beat Cincinnati quite easily, but you never know with the way Cincinnati's been kind of pulling things out in this playoffs so far. They've kind of been like the cardiac kids and just keep pulling themselves off the mat over and over again. So I expect much the same.
I remember hearing that San Francisco was the team you did not want to end up playing. Do you agree?
Now I do. I wasn't a believer in Jimmy Garoppolo, and now I'm starting to think, well, you kind of have to be at this point.
Yeah, for sure. Brock Richardson hits us with the latest sports as he does his update Mondays right here on Kelly & Company. Check for more sports talk with the Neutral Zone Fridays at 4 p.m. Eastern right here on AMI Audio. Also available if you want to catch up on the shows as a podcast when they get together and the panel and he talk lots of sports.
Hi, I'm Ramya Amuthan. Join me weekly for AMI Audiobook Review, the podcast that explores new titles, introduces us to famous narrators, and updates what's hot at the Center for Equitable Library Access. Download episodes of AMI Audiobook Review from your favorite podcast provider.